Since its inception in 2007, Riverhead's anti-bias task force has met no more than a few times. But town officials and advocates for minorities say the group plans a public meeting later this month in order to discuss what they call a, quote, pattern of assaults and robberies directed at Latinos. Riverhead police say they don't collect statistics on whether a victim is Hispanic or not. Anecdotally, officials and advocates say about a dozen Latino men have been assaulted and robbed over the last 2 months, some of them brutally, that required long hospital stays. Town Councilman John Dunleavy helped organize the resurrection of the task force.
I think one of the biggest problems, and why, is because a lot of Spanish people carry cash with them. People know about that, and they attack them at night and take their money.
Dunleavy says that even though most of the attacks appear not to be motivated out of hate, but opportunity, he still wants the anti-bias task force to meet in order to educate Latinos on preventing these crimes. Sister Margaret Smythe is director of the North Fork Spanish Apostle and works closely with many migrants from Central and South America. She sees the upcoming meeting as an opportunity for Latinos to educate police.
There hasn't been a vehicle where people could come forward and say, this happened to me, and I need support, I need investigation.
The attacks have coincided with the distribution of recruiting pamphlets for the Ku Klux Klan in nearby Hampton Bays. Also last month, a Latino rights group suggested an unsolved murder could be related to a resurgence of the KKK. Charles Lynn, WSHU News.